Bieber with Beaches Playhouse, Y94, home of easy money. Those calls all day long. Just text money to 35270 or log on to Y94.com so that Y94 and Royal Jewelers can give you free money just for listening to the radio. You just tell us when you listen. We call in that window of time and give you free money. So group therapy, Playhouse family member Heather looking for your feedback at 237 hits. Text 35270, Twitter, Snapchat at Y94Playhouse. Heather, why don't you roll through what's going on? Hi.
So my fiance and I are planning our wedding for the spring, and we're kind of running into a little bit of a problem. We've talked about having an outdoor wedding, and we've talked about maybe doing, I don't know, a destination wedding, because we both really like to travel, but his parents are very religious, and they are up in arms with us, because they're saying if we don't do a church wedding, not only are they not going to help us financially, which is something they said they would do, but they also aren't sure they can even support our marriage because in their minds, because it's not in a church, it's not a real wedding.
How's your guy feel about this, that being his parents and everything?
Well, he's frustrated. I mean, he's not really as strict as his parents are when it comes to the religion. So I know that he also wouldn't mind a non-church wedding, but I mean, he's starting to feel guilty about the way they're reacting. I mean, we don't need their type of wedding, but I mean, we don't need their money, but I just think it's tough because we don't want them to not think that our wedding or our marriage is real and not take it seriously just because we didn't do it in a church.
Right.
I guess, I don't know. I'm just wondering if anybody else has been there and how did they handle it?
And we can throw that out there, 237 hits, text 35270. Unless I misheard you, I actually think your solution was built into the question, and here's why. It's not like you're planning something a year from now, right? It sounds like you guys were planning to get married like the next 60 to 90 days. Unless I misheard you, I thought you said spring, maybe you said summer. That means you're getting married relatively soon. You get married wherever you want to, and then the lie is in there. That's all that was available. Everything we else looked at was booked. We called all the churches. We want to get married. You know, you can do the... You can go downtown to the courthouse. You just get you a place for a reception. You do whatever you want to do. It sounds like you guys are the type of people that are doing something kind of low-key and not that massive shindig anyway. I think you'd be okay to just use the time. Say, you know what? We waited too long to get things hammered down, and we got married where we got married. The heck with what they want to do. It's your wedding.
That is so rude, I think, of the parents to do that. You guys had your own wedding. Don't try to control ours. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you have a conversation with them about that or if you would just leave that up to your husband. Because then I think there will be tension after you guys are married and just say, you have to, this is a real marriage. We love each other. But just because they're pushing you to get married in a church, no, don't feel like you have to.
We had like a situation with, like, I was able to get through with most of my family, but my grandma was still really upset that I was not getting married in a church. And so what we did was, because it's an outdoor wedding and the priest wouldn't do it, I was able to find a minister to do it. So maybe if there's some level of like a compromise that you guys can do.
Oh, sure.
So my grandma, I'm not going to say I lied to her, but I didn't, you know, sway her from the truth. She just believed he was a priest. I didn't tell her he was or was not a priest, but she assumed he was a priest. In a tropical Hawaiian shirt that performed our ceremony. So
those are the best priests.
Yeah. I think you guys can find a level of compromise. We just did a minister. He did a really great job. And then I felt like my family was happy and his family was happy and we were all good.
Now, it is kind of interesting that they're trying to kind of like hang money over your head or whatever you're saying about they'll only kick in some money if it's a church wedding. Maybe somebody's been there before. Do you bend at all to people's will if they're throwing finances over your head, or do you just say, do what we're going to do? 237, it's text 35270 and group therapy for Playhouse family member Heather. 8:20 in the morning with Lovely the Band. It's Broken. Y94. Good morning, Playhouse. Y94 in the middle of group therapy for Playhouse family member Heather. And she's got some wedding drama for a wedding she'd like to have, you know, in just the next couple of months. And they're not really flashy people and didn't really want to do it in a church. And that's causing some problems. Quick 30-second recap.
So my fiance and I are planning our wedding, and we're kind of running into a little bit of a problem. We've talked about having an outdoor wedding, and we've talked about maybe doing, I don't know, a destination wedding, because we both really like to travel, but his parents are very religious, and they are up in arms with us because they're saying if we don't do a church wedding, not only are they not going to help us financially, which is something they said they would do, but they also aren't sure they can even support our marriage because in their minds, because it's not in a church, it's not a real wedding.
Is she getting some text messages?
Yeah, somebody said, well, it kind of depends on where you want to go with the parents in your relationship. My fear would be if you don't have a church wedding, that your relationship with them is going to be very bad for the next few years, at least. I would do it just for the sake of easing everybody else. Somebody else said, my best friend was in the same boat. Him and his wife ended up having their private beach wedding with just 6 wedding party, and a friend did the ceremony, signed their documents, and were legally married. Months later, they have the church ceremony and reception their parents wanted and just never mailed in the second documents the priest signed in the church. Their parents are none the wiser, and everybody was happy about it. Somebody else said they'll get over it. They're religious. They should be all about love. Do what you want to do, not what they're making you do.
How much money are they going to give you for this wedding? If they're paying for the whole thing, then maybe you could kind of bend and be like, yeah, sure, fine.
You know what, the I get that for like the if you're having the giant crazy wedding, but this seems like something they're slapping together in the next couple of months. It doesn't seem like it's going to be that expensive of a wedding anyway.
Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, it's not like you can just go and get a priest and they can come anytime.
Mm-hmm.
It's busy. Plus, if you are getting married, like in the Catholic Church, there's things you have to do. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, hey, marry us this day. You have to do classes and you meet with them and you do all this kind of stuff. So there is a level of commitment there if that's what you decide to do.
I do like the idea of like I can be bought though that you just put out
there. I know
there.
That sounds terrible, but at the same time, if they would pay for like your dream wedding,
yeah.
I guess it's really not your dream wedding anymore, but it'd be paid for.
Accurate. Playhouse, hello.
Well, I think that a wedding is for the bride and the groom, mm-hmm. and it's a celebration of their love. And if other people have a problem with what you choose to do, they can just not come and get over it. I think too often weddings are, like, people think that weddings are about them as the guest, and it gets away from what the purpose is really about. And to be honest, weddings these days are getting to be a lot less traditional. Like, not everybody, even if you want, like, a religious ceremony, people don't necessarily have it in the church. So I think that they need to realize that it's about the bride and the groom.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably just got to get off their high horse. It does seem like they're trying to hang the money over the head. But anybody that is doing that and trying to basically bribe you to do the wedding they want, that's not somebody you want to bend to their whim anyway.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like do what you want. Yeah, I don't know. Do you lie? Like your route saying you can't find anything or like that person said you go do your own wedding and then you come back?
Yeah, I don't know what would be like. I don't know if you necessarily need to lie. You know what I mean? I think it would be hard to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did make a good point. They said some churches have a courtyard if it's possible that you could do it there. Set up outside a church with gazebo, white chairs, and lights.
All good ideas. You really don't need to care what they think. I think you could just tell them off and go that way too. But they should be so happy as to know that you might love them enough to lie for them than to spare their feelings. Well, mm-hmm. What truer love is there than willing to lie to somebody to make them not have to feel bad?
Yeah. It's tough.
It is. I don't know.
You could really spite them, get married at the courthouse, just send them a picture of you.
Don't even invite them?
Yeah, just Snapchat them, be like, yeah, we're married now. I don't know if they seem like the type that are on Snapchat,
probably
be honest. Yeah. Somebody made a pretty funny list, things that we all did 15 years ago, but nobody does now. That after T-Swift, it's Willow. Why not even?